with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Beneath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stunned by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs and voices never shared. And no one dared disturb the sound.
Everybody, and welcome to TLB Talk Radio. Today is Sunday, October 23rd, 2022, and this is episode 39. The title of today's show is When Being Concerned Becomes Seditious. No, not a joke, not a play on words, an absolute fact. So let me repeat that. When being concerned becomes seditious or sedition. All right. Hello, everybody. And as I stated, this is episode 39 of TLB Talk Radio. TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by TLB's newest project, its newest website, which is the social media site, TLBTalk.com. And as I constantly tell everybody, you can't say what absolutely needs to be said in far too many places today. TLB Talk is a place where you can say what needs to be said. As long as you're not doing something that's illegal, we will kick you to the curb so fast you'll get whiplash. or you're not so vulgar that nobody wants to listen to you anyway, we are proud to offer a truly First Amendment platform. If you have something that you can teach, go to TLB Talk and teach. There are people there who wish to learn. Or if there are some things you wish to learn, but know that you're limited in, on the platforms or the forums you're on now, go to TLB Talk and learn. It is the ideal place to both teach and learn. As usual, before I get started, I'd like to once again thank RBN for the platform. I'd like to say thank you to Sam, who's had to put up with me twice this weekend because I did a two-hour show, which Roger's not really used to doing a two-hour show, but I filled in for John Twitchell yesterday in talk with John while he was doing something with his son, which I absolutely support 1,000,000,000%. I'd also like to thank Annie at Shake and Wake Radio, who replays this show on Thursdays on her network. And I'd also like to suggest that you take a listen to the show I do on her network, which is called Eagle's Eye Report, and that is Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Central. Now, if you add all of that up, it is a significant part of the weekly success of the Liberty Beacon Project getting its message out. But before I go on, I say this every week, and I'm going to continue to say it every week, okay? Especially when you consider that nobody that thought they were going to be rich by now is getting rich today. Not unless you've got a whole lot of money invested, and even then, what are you seeing your 401ks dropping by 25-30%? What are you seeing the money that you've got invested in companies? These companies' stock values are going through the floor. Not through the ceiling, through the floor. But I would tell you that it is platforms like RBN that give you the ability to find out these realities, to understand them, to know what's going on around you. I strongly, strongly suggest that you support RBN. But do me a favor, okay? I'm not telling you not to donate, but if you are the person who goes in and does $25 and then 3 or 4 weeks later you pitch in $50 and then a month or two later you pitch in $20 and over the course of a year, you've given about $100 to $120. But at the same time, they are glad to see that you've donated something, but they can't count on that, as in, are you going to do something next month? Will you do it the month after? Will you do it the month after? And until they get to a point where they can count on revenue, they can't use it to expand their capabilities, to expand their staff, to give you quicker service, better service, improved service, to increase the reach of the network, to get even more great people onto this network, to expand RBN in a fashion we would all love to see happen. So my suggestion every week, and I'm going to continue to do this, is if you're averaging $120 or even $240 a year, if you add up everything you donate over the course of a year and you divide it by 12, what number do you come up with? Go in the next time you donate, take that number, whatever you've come up with your total donations over the course of a year at random times, divide it by 12 and click the button. Put that number in and click the button that says make this a reoccurring donation. Why does Roger keep saying this? Because once you've done that, they have the ability to build a budget. How do I know that? This is the same thing I asked for people to do with TLB Talk. All of our members, we asked them to do the same thing, but we're talking about RBN right now. So if you're doing $120 a year or somewhere around there, then do $10 a month reoccurring every single month. That allows them to count on a budget. That allows them to get a service in they couldn't get before because they didn't know if they were going to have the money from one month to the next to get it. But if they've got enough people that hit the reoccurring donation button, then they know they've got a basic level of income each month, something they can count on to make your experience on RBN better. Believe me, These people are very happy with any donation you give them. I know that. I've been partners with RBN for several years. But making it so that they can count on a number monthly from enough individuals that they can budget this makes everything easier and better, not only for them, but for you. So with all of that said, I will also state that everything I put out to you is not entertainment or baseless guesses or even remote possibilities. Every time I do a show, you know for a fact that tomorrow, Monday, there's going to be an article on the Liberty Beacon that's not only going to have a basic rundown and a link so that if you haven't had a chance to listen to the show, you want to listen to it again, you can go to the archive show and listen to it again. But it's also going to have links to back up everything I said. Roger doesn't raise his voice because Roger grandstands. Roger doesn't raise his voice because he wants people to think, oh, this is entertainment. No. When Roger raises his voice, it's because that's how Roger feels. That's how Roger talks. This is how I express myself. This is my honesty. If I tell you like this, that boy, are we in trouble? The world is in the worst situation it's ever been in. Damn, can't you really understand that? How many people are going to get even anything out of that? How many people are just going to laugh? But if I tell you, you better listen up, because this damn planet is in the worst situation it's ever been in, and it's not getting better soon, then you're going to listen for two reasons. One, and you know these reasons because I've told you. The first one is I talked a little bit louder, and the second one is my honesty came through. This pisses me off. This bugs me. I'm giving you an honest reaction. I do this every day, 16 hours a day. There are people out there that can absolutely prove what I'm about to say, and you've all heard it before. I haven't had a day off in almost 14 years. I haven't worked less than 14 hours in any given day, even sick days, in over 14 years. When I raise my voice, I'm angry. When I laugh, it's funny. To me, I hope you all take this as Roger being as honest as he possibly can. So with that, let's go forward, okay? And remember, everything I discuss, link tomorrow, the LibertyBeacon.com flagship website. Everything I talk about on any show is always there the next day. So the name of the show again is When Being Concerned Becomes Seditious. And I always give credit if I use somebody's article. Some of what you're going to hear today, not all of it, but some of it comes from an article written by Eric Utter. And the title for the article I took some of my inspiration from is Everything That Matters is in Peril. Oh my God. Roger's title is When Being Concerned Becomes Seditious. And Eric's title is Everything That Matters is in Peril. It doesn't sound like we're setting up for a picnic, does it? Doesn't sound like we're taking the kids to the playground, does it? It sounds like it's time to get serious. The Democrat Party is no longer a place for any sane person. Don't tell me it is. It's not. When you have a president standing up there telling you half of the country is seditious because they believe in making America great again, then who in their right mind as a Democrat jumps on board and says, we agree? Is that a sane person? I don't think so. And a hell of a lot of other people don't think so. And I could go on over and over again and show you one insane thing that this Joe Bob does from his bully pulpit. And at the same time, you've got the Nancy Pelosi's, the Chuck Schumer's, and everybody else that wears blue in Congress going, hoorah, let's hear it for Joe Bob. And backing him 1,000%. Name one thing he wanted to pass that didn't get passed because they run Congress right now. That's about to change. I don't care what anybody says. That is going to change very quickly. But right now, anybody who is sane knows that when I say the Democratic Party is no longer a place for any sane person, I'm not barking up the wrong tree. And November 8th is going to show that. And a lot of people who thought it couldn't happen are going to be shocked. It will happen. And how do I know it's going to happen? Well, you've got people like Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi was a presidential candidate for the Democrats. She was a congressional, I mean, she held a congressional seat for the state of Hawaii, a place where I used to live and where both of my girls were born. Am I very familiar with Hawaii? Yes, I am. And when I worked for Raytheon, I probably went back there two or three times every single year for over 20 years. Tulsi was about as blue as you could possibly get. And the other day she stood up and said, I can't be a Democrat anymore. I cannot be a part of this insanity. I cannot be a part of America being lied to on a daily basis with ever-increasing emphasis. Tulsi Gabbard was never an extreme left liberal. She wasn't. She was a moderate liberal. She was a moderate Democrat. She truly believed that people needed to talk. She truly believed that the Democrats weren't always right. But she was a Democrat. She was proud to say it. And the other day, she stood up in front of the nation and said, I can't be a part of this insanity anymore. I cannot be a part of these lies anymore. Let me give you my opening sentence again. The Democrat Party is no longer a place for any sane person. I truthfully believe, and I have a lot of respect for Tulsi Gabbard, and she's not insane. Democrats from Biden and Obama on down have often spoken in recent years about unity and bipartisanship. They have always repeatedly and steadfastly denounced mean-spiritedness, as well as the politics of personal destruction, or at least they have stated so in public addresses. Until you have a president at his bully pulpit sitting up on what appears to be, and I'm not putting any emphasis on this, I'm telling you what it has been compared to by so many people in the media, a Nazi backdrop, waving his fists in the air and telling us that half of America were enemies of the state. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you hear what I just said? Not people that don't believe what we believe. Not people that, you know, I don't know where they get their ideas, but they're crazy. Enemies of the state. And who are these people? These are the people that wish to see America great again. So if you are an individual which wishes to see America because she has fallen so far in the last 2 years, it's insane. So if you wish to see America great again or make America great again, you are now seditious. You're now an enemy of the state. When's the last time you heard any president say something like that? Any. And we've had some bad ones. But none of them, even Obama, didn't go that far. And what should really scare you is none of this comes out of Joe Bob's brain. This was a group of elitists who sat down and decided every word he was going to say, what exactly that backdrop was going to look like, and how he was going to react while he was reading the teleprompters. In other words, this was planned, this was choreographed, it was exactly what it was supposed to be. We need to frighten half of the country into being fearful of the other half of the country so they won't vote for them in an election that's about to happen and we know we're going to get our butts handed to us. When you are so desperate that you will turn Americans against Americans intentionally by telling blatant lies, you tell me that the Democratic Party is no longer a place for sane people isn't spot on. Do I have friends that are Democrats? Yes, I do. Have I had friends that have been Democrats most of my life? Yes, I have. I used to be a Democrat. In the late 60s, when I started thinking about politics at all, in the 70s, in the 80s, I was a Democrat. When the 90s hit and things started to unfold, I looked back and I realized I'm not being represented anymore. And I wasn't. And yet, we now see from the same people who are telling you and me that if you wish to see America great again, you are an enemy of the state, you are seditious. If you ever voted for Trump, you should probably be rounded up and put in a concentration camp. No, they never came out and said that, but the implication is there. If I'm an enemy of the state, what did we do with enemies of the state during World War II? What did we do with Japanese Americans living in the western part of the United States in World War II that were classified as enemies of the state? They were rounded up and put into concentration camps. You guys keep forgetting, Roger never says anything without being able to back it up with something. And the last time a big chunk of the American populace was considered enemies of the state, they were rounded up and put in concentration camps. And FEMA has a lot of quote-unquote concentration camps all around the country. If you think Roger just told you some more bull crap, do some research. There are a lot of empty FEMA camps in the United States. Not a joke, an absolute fact. But these are the people today who claim things like, if you believe skin color doesn't matter, you're a racist. Listen to what I just said. If you believe skin color doesn't matter, you're a racist. How do I get that? Because parents showing up, at school board meetings to tell teachers and principals and those running those school district, I don't want my children being taught critical race theory, because it takes everything Martin Luther King worked and forfeited his life for and throws it down the toilet. He took his entire adult life telling America that your skin color should not matter. But you go to any Common Core lesson for a couple of days and find out that your kids are being told white is evil, you should be upset with them. So if you are against critical race theory, which does nothing but totally negate the message of Martin Luther King, do your research. If you think I'm wrong, then you're a racist. How? How is that racist? But that's what the Democrats are going to tell you, as they are forcing critical race theory down your throats, down your children's throats, and down our military's throats. There has to be division in their eyes. Not everybody needs to lock arms and sing kumbaya. There needs to be division. The blacks and the Hispanics have to realize that the whites are evil, and nothing else will do. Why is it that during Trump's years, we had the lowest level of racism in this country? We had the highest level of, opportunity for any other race, the Caucasian race, the Hispanic race, the Black race, the Asiatic races. Everybody had the best life experiences they have ever had in many years in this country. And when the Dems get in, and they are supposed to be those who firmly believe in this, who push for it, this is the platform they run on. The first thing they did is tell you, we can't have this. That's called critical race theory. If you think I'm wrong, you obviously haven't got a freaking clue what critical race theory is or what it says, and you need to do some homework. These are also the same people that say if you believe in the existence of two sexes and the sanctities of females, you are a bigot and possibly a misogynist. I have been told there's up to 120 different races or genders out there. What? Are you kidding me? And if I go to somebody, and I've seen this happening, okay, on media, on mainstream media, somebody says on a show there's only two sexes, male and female, and they got fired. Or they've been told they'd never be allowed back on that show again. Why? Because they don't believe there's 120-something out there. They believe there's two. They believe that God said, let there be man and let there be woman. They don't believe that. They believe anybody who walks down the street and says, I'm going to add one. It's going to be 130 now, and this is what I claim I am. And you damn right well better jump on board. Otherwise, you're in trouble. Do you think I'm kidding me? Then tell me about the boy who walks into the girl's dressing room or bathroom while they're naked and changing and freaks them all out and says, if you say anything, I'll have your butt in jail because I think I'm a girl. And you better put up with it. You don't have any choice. You better put up with it. Or you'll get fired, or you get kicked out of school, or you may end up in jail. Or. Stop and think about what Roger's saying. We're coming up on a commercial here, so I'm not going to go too deep into the next one. But I've only gone over several right now. I've only gone over skin color doesn't matter. You're a racist. Or if you believe that basically there are two sexes, male and female, then you are a bigot and possibly a misogynist. What we are talking about is the basic structure of our society being totally ripped apart right in front of your face, and you damn right well better be on board or else. Anybody here think I'm joking? If you think I'm joking, where have you been lately? What news are you watching? What news are you watching? What are you reading? What are you looking at on the internet? Because we are being slammed in the face with both of these issues every single day. And I'm just getting started. On the other side of the break, we'll get into some things that are going to make you go, really? And the answer to that is, yes, really. I'm not going to do things like this with the emphasis I'm using right now unless I truly believe in it and it truly pisses me off, which it does. We'll be back. Disturb the sound of silence. Fool said, are you too? Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words out of my heart, teacher. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking.
I would love to let the entire song play like I did at the opening. I would love to let it play every single time. It is so apropos. I swear to God, these guys had a crystal ball back in the 1960s. If you get a chance, listen to them. But I have a lot to put out. And if I don't get any calls today, please don't think Roger's going to be upset. I'm not. I have a lot to put out. When I do other people's shows, I always get plenty of calls. Yesterday on John's show, I got 7 calls. I absolutely enjoyed it, but I had 2 hours. I have just as much to say today, and I've got 1 hour. So let's finish up with the sanctity of females, okay? If you believe there's two sexes and the sanctity of females, you are a bigot and possibly a misogynist. I went over a few things. I went over the boy walking into the girl's dressing room. I went over these things, but let's take one step up. Let's talk about how uneven and how unfair this is on the female gender. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about men who are physically stronger, and there is no doubt about that. It is an absolute fact. They are faster. They are stronger. This is the way we are built. But you have a guy who decides that he's a girl and he's going to compete in women's sports and literally take away from every female that may have been working their entire lives to accomplish something and send them back to the end of the pack because he decided he wants to be a girl. Is it happening? You all know it's happening. You've seen it happen. Is that fair? A vast majority of people listening to this show are going to say, no, it isn't fair. But if you're a diehard liberal, you're going to say, yup, that's fair. He's a girl. He decided he's a girl, so now he's a she. Quit calling him a he. And he is going to destroy as a mediocre male performer in sports. He's going to step into the female arena and become the best there ever was and destroy the lives of every woman who worked their entire lives to accomplish what he walks in and accomplishes but doesn't deserve. Tell me where I'm wrong. How can you go in and destroy their lives and not have any pushback? But if the females in that competition push back, they'll never be allowed into that competition again. They'll be penalized. They'll be, you better shut up or else. Now, how many conservatives think this way? I don't know of any. How many liberals think this way? Not all of them, but enough of them that this is the way America is run today, and you better get on board. How about if you believe in protecting the lives of the unborn? You're against women's health, and you're probably a murderer. This is what's been said. I have no clue how this could be somebody who is against abortion be a murderer when in fact it is those who can take a child's life all the way up into and including the ninth month. They're not a murderer, but if I'm telling you you can't have an abortion, I'm a murderer. And once the heart starts to beat and once the child starts to move, we're being told that child has, that they're not alive. They're not. And there are even abortions that are conducted after the child is extracted from the womb alive. But yet, if you're against abortion, you're probably a murderer. Again, how many conservatives think this way? I'm going to tell you. None that I know of. And how many liberals think this way? Not all of them, but enough of them that this is the way it's going to be. Even after Roe versus Wade was pulled back on, everybody thinks that they just got rid of it. There's no such thing as abortion. It's not allowed. That's not true. What SCOTUS said, the Supreme Court said, was this is not our purview. This is the purview of the states. The states will make these laws and these decisions. And if you don't like the fact that your state has decided abortion is illegal, all you need to do is go to a state where it isn't. But no, you're going to demonize everybody out there because they happen to think that that's murder, and you're going to call them murderers. I have a caller, but let me make one more statement before we go to this caller. All right? Tell me again how the Democratic Party is no longer a place for any sane person. Tell me how that statement is not even more true than the first time I read it. And after this call, I have other points that I would wish to make. So right now I've got Don in North Carolina. Please, Don, what can I do for you? And do me a favor,
Roger.
If you call in, please try to keep it around 3 or 4 minutes so that we can get as much in today as possible. Not talking to you, Don, talking to the audience.
I'll be brief. Anyway, it seems to me God created man and woman, and the demonocrats created everything else.
I call them dummycrats. You call them demonocrats. We're good. We're both
good.
Yeah,
I think it's a little more accurate.
Yeah. Well, dummycrats isn't bad.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've read all about this already. We've seen it in Book of Revelations. And the good thing is they called it Book of Revelations for a reason, because everything's being revealed.
Yes.
And these tyrants are showing themselves. And I see a big wake-up coming up here. I see a lot of people waking up. I see hardcore Democrats that are flipping. I see a lot of that.
Don, that's happening because of people like you and me.
Yeah. Was a Democrat at a certain point, and you know, a Kennedy-style Democrat till I saw
that's
what's going
exactly
on.
Who I was. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, we're going to have some intervention from the Father here, and that's exactly what the book said would happen. The good news is we win in the end. I read the book, I know the author, and I talk to him every day.
I like what you have to say, my friend. I do. And thank you.
With that, I'll let you go, because I know you have a lot to say. God bless
you. God bless you. I appreciate you. Melissa in Maryland, how are you today, Melissa?
Here. It's nice to talk to you. I don't know. This is not, you know, necessarily, you know, important today, but it's a factor in sometime, maybe you'll tell us what religion you are if you go to church at all. But I'm not, you know, I'm just mentioning it. And I also want to tell the audience that go ahead and call in. Don't be bashful about calling in, because RBN has the manners and the decency to let you on air within 5 to 10 minutes. They don't sit there and have you on hold for a half an hour like terrestrial radio does. But anyway.
Melissa, let me answer your question, please.
Okay, yes, sir. Please do.
I do not go to church, and I am religious. Hold on. I am religious. Do I believe in structured religion? No, I don't. Do I believe in God? Yes, I do. Do I believe in a lot of the teachings of the Bible? Yes, I do. Okay? I have done enough research, enough historical research. I'm not telling you that all religions are evil, but I will tell you that I can pray sitting at my desk. I can pray sitting on my bed. I can pray sitting on the front seat of my car. I can pray sitting on the lounge on my front porch, as well as I can in a church who today is proving over and over again that serving God is far from the best thing they do.
Okay, I follow that. Okay. Let me just mention to you, because I have a request. First thing is...
Okay, let's try and keep it around 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Please,
I'm okay. Doing it concisely. I find the TLD Talk website to be complicated and cumbersome, and if somebody were to put out a video or instructions about how to use it and navigate through it, then I would take a look at that to see if it was helpful to me. So that's point number one.
Okay. But you got to let me address these points when you make them.
Okay, go ahead.
We have 3,500 people, and we're fairly new, and we don't advertise or anything. So, and you're the first person that ever told us, even though we get a lot of input, that it's too difficult to use. Actually, we've been told just the opposite. We've been told it's very easy to use. So if you have specific things, you know how to get a hold of me, send a message to the help on TLB Talk. Let us or let part of my staff know what you find difficult, and we'll give you personal help, Melissa, and we have no problems with that at all.
Great. Okay, I did want to mention, you've been speaking about Democrats, and I just wanted to mention it only, that there is a group called Democrats for Life, L-I-F-E, so it shouldn't be assumed that Democrats you know, are not right to life, but I realize that I understand that maybe not a great many of them are, but there is a robust group called Democrats for Life, so it shouldn't be assumed that Democrats are not right to life.
I not only agree with you, but if you remember, and you can go back and listen to the archive show, I said not all Democrats believe this, but a large majority do, because I know what you're saying is exactly true. You're right, okay. And I appreciate you bringing it up.
The other thing I wanted to respectfully request is there are a lot of MAGA candidates, a lot of America First endorsed candidates. It would be helpful if they were all gathered together on one website so that we didn't hear about them in bits and pieces. Because if somebody is clueless, okay, if somebody is clueless about who to vote for, I know that good Democrats are few and far between. I'm aware of that. But if there could just be a list that we could look at, a state-by-state list, and a website or two or three websites that house the list, HUSE, that house the list, then we would have one central location to go to for candidates that were worthy of support and candidates that were well-intended. Because right now, we're going to all of these different websites to find out who to vote for. We're going to Gun Owners of America to find out who to vote for.
I agree, but Melissa, I'm going to have to ask you to cut it short, please, because I've only got 15 minutes left and I have a lot of information to put out.
That was just my request.
I'm going to answer you. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
Great.
And you know what? I have a lot of contacts. Let me see what the Liberty Beacon Project and my connection with other projects can do to make something like that happen, and quickly, because that was brilliant. But I have to go. Okay? Thank you very much, Melissa. Okay, I have Betty in North Carolina, and this is going to have to be the last call because I do have a couple more points to put in, and this is the first time I've had to say I can't take any more calls, which means I appreciate each and every one of you, and if you didn't get a chance to call this week, please call next week, and I will take Betty in North Carolina, but that's got to be my last call.
I'll make it very quickly. You have on your website an article on Australia and the United States no longer having a debt that's been paid. Gold and silver is a currency. Will you please speak to that subject?
I have not even read that, and that does not come
from... Oh, it's horrible.
Hold on. It does not come from the United States. The article actually comes from Europe Reloaded, which is one of our sites. And they did the research on that. They put the article together. And sometime later on today, when I've got a chance, I go in and read all of the articles on the site. Now, I would tell you that some people may not initially believe that, but at the same time, well, dig a little deeper. There's a reason the person who runs that website is far from stupid. So she probably wouldn't have put something up unless there is something behind it. So
All right. So I'm all done. Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. And again, listen, people, okay? We have a website in England putting information up on the Liberty Beacon, which is our flagship website. We have a website in Europe Reloaded, which is putting information up on the Liberty Beacon website. We have websites across the planet. We have a social media website. So to think that I would have read everything immediately after it's published, not so. Or that I would agree with everything. If we're telling people they have the ability to say what they feel needs to be said, then I'm not going to be the one to say, well, I read your article, and you know what? Don't put it on my website. Now, of course, if it's really, really, really stupid, I might just say that, but I'm not the editor. I'm the owner, but I'm not the editor. That would be up to the editor. So again, I appreciate your call, and later on, I will read the article, and if there is an issue on the article, I will probably leave a comment as TLB, and that's how I sign it, TLB, because I am the Liberty Beacon. All right, I have to stop calls. I've got 10 minutes left, and I've got a lot of information to put out. So let's go through these real quick, and I'm not going to have a chance to dissect them as I wanted to, but if I had half a brain, which obviously I don't, I probably would have had a two-hour show instead of a one-hour show, but I don't. All right. So we just went over gender. Now let's go to the next one. If you decline to accept an unvetted experimental mRNA vaccine into your body, okay, you are better or no better than a mass murderer. I just did an entire two-hour show yesterday on vaccines and exactly what their effect is on humanity. I don't have the time to go through that again, but it is an EPI town crier. It is on the libertybeacon.com. Go look at the EPI town crier there. You will get 2 hours of me breaking down everything the world has suffered as a result of the COVID-19 vaccines, and it will literally shock the hell out of you. What I will tell you is this. Everything that happened to destroy America and most countries across the planet, everything that happened was because of something you are being told right now by the CEO of Moderna. He stated that COVID-19, in fact, is probably no worse unless you have several comorbidities or you're very old than the yearly flu. This is the CEO of Moderna. We are also being told by one of the high muckety mucks in Pfizer standing in front of the European Parliament telling them that prior to the vaccines, the mRNA vaccines being released for emergency use, no testing was done on their transmissibility, meaning they're fully transmittable, which means that everything that was used to destroy not only America, but the world. And we're talking about mandates. We're talking about people getting kicked out of jobs, people getting kicked out of government jobs, people getting kicked out of the military, people not being permitted to go to school, entire economies going to their knees because people refused to get a vaccine. And if you didn't get the vaccine, you could transmit COVID, so they couldn't have you. Except now we know that they knew from day one that even people who had the vaccines could transmit COVID, which meant that none of this ever had to happen. None of it. Who's in jail? Who's in prison? How many lives have been lost? How many businesses have been ruined? How many people committed suicide for something they knew all along couldn't happen? None of these things would have done anything because you can transmit and you can get sick with COVID whether you've had the shots or not. We have a president fully vaccinated, got COVID. Fauci, fully vaccinated, got COVID. Would you like me to go on? And reason they had to literally hide themselves during that period was because they could have given it to someone else. A vaccine does three things. It keeps you from getting it, keeps your body from storing it, it keeps you from transmitting it. This does none of those. So if you don't get a COVID vaccine, you're a mass murderer. No. The mass murderers are those who lied to us and said if you didn't get the vaccine, you were a mass murderer. And I will also tell you real quick that it is estimated, and there is an article on the Liberty Beacon, and in that show I did, I just told you to go to, okay, Eradicating Program Ignorance, showing you that it is estimated by some of the best researchers on the planet that over 20 million people have already died from the COVID vaccine and 2.2 billion have been damaged by it. Did you hear what I just said? Roger doesn't lie. But that's what the Democrats would have you believe, okay? It's the red states that are open, not the blue states. Okay, if you're a parent involved in your kids' lives, this is the next point, and you would like to make sure they have a good education, you're now a domestic terrorist. We all know that. We've seen it over and over again. If you are concerned about drug and sex trafficking across our southern border, you're now a xenophobe. I would tell you that we have no sovereignty. Sovereignty is defined as a nation with defined borders. We have no defined southern border. We are no longer a sovereign nation. We know for a fact the sex traffickers, we know for a fact drug traffickers, we know for a fact terrorists are coming across that border in uncontrolled numbers. And we have a president that not only refuses to do anything about it, but he exacerbates it. Again, he's a Democrat. And how many people believe him or agree with him? And I could go on and go on. I literally have at least a dozen more points I can go through. Let's go through one more. If you believe the climate has always been changing, sometimes quickly and dramatically, as historically evidenced by repeated ice ages and warming periods, and that man-caused global warming won't lead to the incarceration of the planet within the next 10 to 12 years, you're a denier. I would also tell you that 5 years ago, they told us by 2020, they would have to shut down Glacier National Park because all of the glaciers would have been melted. Gee, they're not. All of this is a lie. And every time they find the lie to be too strong, they change the definition. It went from global warming to climate change. Why did it go from global warming to climate change? Because the planet heats up and cools down on a regular basis. But yet, climate change, every time there's a major storm, every time there's a couple of hurricanes, that's all because of man. Not because that's what nature does on a regular basis. Some years the storms are a hell of a lot worse. Some years they're very light. But again, if you're a Democrat, it's all of us doing it. Ask Greta Thunberg. Okay, you got a little girl there who is actually trying to terrify the world. And if you actually do a little research, you'll find she's more terrified than anybody else. Is that child abuse? If you don't believe the 2020 election was the most secure in history and think Trump might have actually won, okay, through all of this, you may also be a denier. In other words, if you believe at all that there was any cheating in the 2020 election, then you're crazy. You're a denier, even though the proof is absolute in state after state. Guys, we'll continue this next week. There's too many points, too much to say, and we're going to say it. Try and have a good week, and thanks for listening. In the signs and the words on the prophets are written on the subway walls, in tenement halls, in whispered in the sound of silence.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.